because we have to. No, I think because people want it, people are hungry. I think it's kind of clear cut a lot of the things we didn't do last year. We didn't finish. You know, to lose was seven games by 4 points, something like that, by such a small margin, I think it pinpoints that we didn't finish in the fourth quarter, whether it was keeping a lead, getting the lead when we needed to, bouncing back, or just sustaining. But we need to do a better job. I know offensively we want to finish better in the red zone, and I think just click on all cylinders better. But I think guys are hungry, guys want it. They understand that your time in this league is short-lived, and you have to kind of take advantage of the now. And I don't think people took the approach that it was just going to be handed to us, but it did show you have to go out every week and really just get it done.
Brian, you had sort of an unusual offseason last year. You mm-hmm. didn't fully participate in a lot of the workouts. How much do you think, as you look back, did that affect you in terms of getting prepared for the season?
I don't know. I don't know if it might have, it might not have. In hindsight, doesn't really help me now. So I just the biggest thing that I try and do is just look forward now. I'm excited that I can't participate in a lot of the stuff, because whether it helped me or not, it was kind of hard being there, and you want to participate in things, you want to, and you can't. So I'm glad that I get a chance to just come back and be regular like everybody else.
Ryan, it's hard from a personal perspective. It's hard to imagine rushing for as many yards as you did and have it be a disappointing season. Kind of the feeling you had. I mean, what do you have to do to make it the kind of season that you really think you're?
Run better, run for more yards. But for me personally, there's just things I know that I can do and I should do, and some of those things didn't happen or as consistently as I wanted them to. So for me, number one, like I said before, is be more consistent. Of course, be healthy the whole season, even though I didn't miss any games. I just want to feel like I'm healthy the whole season, and do a better job helping the team win.
I don't know how to put this. There are those who would say that despite what you've done the last year and a half, whatever, that you're not an elite back.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that kind of stuff, I don't know how you generate your motivation, pride, whatever, but does that motivate you? I mean,
yeah, just as that's how I got in this league, so it's fine with me. That's what makes the game what it is. We have to have people who are critics. That's why you guys have a job. We have to have people who watch and make decisions and stuff like that. So as long as the guys on the team and the people upstairs feel like have confidence in me, I know what I can do. I know how I can perform. If you want to look at a number sense, I guess my numbers haven't been bad the last 2 years, but you know, I know what I have to do, and I know I have to do more of certain things.
Do you have a number in mind for 2009?
Yep. It's a lot more than 2008.
You don't want to share exactly what that is?
Nah. You guys will see it.
Brian, is it going to make a difference not having the Brett Favre distraction in the offseason and during camp? Just knowing full out that this is Aaron's team from the beginning?
I hope so. You know, I don't know. I think this is probably the first time that there hasn't been some type of situation to talk around Brett playing, not playing, or just in general around him. But I hope it just adds to the ability for us to become closer, click better, and just really focus on what we need to do as a team. And I know Aaron's looking forward to just not having to worry about it, you know, any type of people talking about his situation. But that like I said, the media, that type of stuff is part of the game. So I'm sure something will pop up that we'll have to worry about and have to move forward.
The offense had some struggles in the red zone that mm-hmm. could have made the difference between wins and losses. What has to happen to elevate the offense maybe to that next level? Or
score more touchdowns. When you get to the red zone, you got to score touchdowns. And I think that was something we knew we needed to work on. That comes down to finishing. You got to finish the drive better. A lot of games we moved the ball up and down the field but didn't necessarily – finishing the red zone, like you said, I think that's from an execution sense.
You'll be here for the whole off-season program?
The whole off-season program in this wonderful weather.
Did you get out of here for a little? I mean,
No, I just got back in last night. I'll be here for all off season, but I'll be going probably on the weekends and stuff like that, but I'll be here the whole time.
Okay.